Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Welcome to Undisputed, live from Los Angeles. I'm Joy Taylor.
She's back.
I'm back.
It's unbelievable. You know, this calls for, I just got a hug.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, it's so good to see you.
Anyway,
wait. One of us really missed you. One of us.
You know what it is? Yeah. You think it's going to help. Yeah, but you will get beat down just like you did for the 2 years you was here before.
It's so good to see you.
Jenny, I want you to see this. Jenny, you watching this?
Hi, Jenny.
I might just do the whole show from over here.
Jenny, I just want you to know, you see, home team, I've been trying to tell you.
Listen, it's good to be back.
How are you, Shannon? This is going to be a good day. Look at Undisputed.
Old Drip Bayless.
I'm excited to be here on a Drip Bayless Friday.
Drip all over you.
We've got a lot going on with that, too.
Yes, we do.
We've got a packed show today. Let's get started. Will the Cowboys win at home against the Packers? And does LeBron really not care about his role in this offense?
Not at all.
But first, we'll start with last night. The Seahawks beat the Rams 30-29 in a Thursday night thriller. The Rams had one final chance, only for Greg Zuerlein to miss the game-winning field goal. Jared Goff took a glass-half-full approach after the loss, saying, quote, "If I remember correctly, the Patriots were 3-2 last year and they won the Super Bowl." Hmm. Russell Wilson, meanwhile, finished with four touchdown passes, including the game winner to Chris Carson on fourth and goal. Hmm. So, Shannon, what did Russell Wilson show you last night?
Well, he proved to me what I said yesterday earlier. He's a serious MVP candidate, Skip. And right now, you know what, Skip Bayless? I'm going to come out with me an MVP ranking. I'm going to come out with me a power index. Hell, I can do it if these other guys, everybody got one. He got a power ranking. I'm coming out with my own.
You could call it the not-so-sharp ranking.
No. Sharp. The sharp power ranking and the sharp MVP candidate. Right now, I got Mahomes, but Russell Wilson is a close second. Skip, he was unbelievable last night. Yep. And right now, I'm not so sure right now, if I had to win one game, and I'm taking a quarterback from the NFC, I'm taking Russell Wilson. Over every other quarterback, even my homeboy.
From the NFC.
No, I ain't taking him over my homeboy. Okay. I can't take him over my homeboy. No, I can't do that, Skip. Look, early in his career, the Seahawks used to win games with Russell. Yep. Now they win games because of Russell. Skip, it was because of the Legion of Boom. They had beast mode, Marshawn Lynch. He's never had what we call top-tier receivers, but he somehow, you know, he managed to get game. Russell's a game manager, yada, yada. I get all that. But he's turned himself into a hell of a quarterback. He can pass from the pocket, but he's extremely frustrating. Skip, the two touchdown passes that he had, one to start the game and the one to, the game-winning touchdown, that's what makes him so difficult. Because before, early in his career, when he would scramble, he's looking to run. Now he scrambles, he's keeping his eyes down the field. Now look at this throw right, look at this, Skip. That's frustrating. You think you got a guy for a 5, 6, 8 yard loss, and now he has a 17 yard completion. Now I want you to ask me one thing, Skip. I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. Was that throw more difficult last night than the one Dak had on Sunday night? Which one's more difficult? You can answer. No. I want you to answer. Because you always interrupt me. Go ahead and answer.
It's not my turn.
No, okay.
I'll start to talk to you and say, it's not your turn.
No, I want you to answer.
Tell me when it's my turn and when you're going to give me the whole floor, because the floor is about to fall out under your feet.
No, it's not your turn just yet. But Skip, he's extremely frustrating. Russ has been unbelievable. 268 yards, 17 of 23, 268, four touchdowns, no interceptions. And the thing is that you can count on him. Availability is also something that professional athletes you need to have.
Yeah, Dak hasn't missed a game yet.
When he gets to 117 starts, when he gets to a Super Bowl, wins that, when he gets to another one, holler at your boy. But until then, it's not your turn. Why are you talking? You see, that was Jordan, some things never change. You leave, come back,
he's still asking him questions.
I ain't asking him anything about no Dak. He started his whole career. Anyway, Skip, you know what you saw last night. He's been unbelievable. He's played really, really well. And you talked about where they hadn't played anybody. You tell me all the time, you can only play who's on the schedule. Well, who's on their schedule, he's beaten more teams than he's lost to. And he's played unbelievable. Russell Wilson is a very, very serious MVP candidate. And they're 4-1 because of him. And before, Marshawn Lynch got all the credit for the offense.
Yep.
The defense and the Legion of Boom and Sherman and Bennett and Cam Chancellor and Bobby Wagner. No more.
Mm.
When you think of the Seattle Seahawks, you think of Russell Wilson, and they win because of him, not with him.
I recall you just recently continuing to be outraged that at the end of that Super Bowl after the 2014 season, that Pete Carroll dared to put the ball in Russell Wilson's hands instead of Beast Mode's.
Whoa,
I thought you said Russell Wilson's that he's extraordinary. He's all universe.
Oh, Skip Bayless. Are we talking about something that happened 5 years ago? Are you for real?
Oh, so he just turned into a new quarterback this year?
So are you telling... Hold on. I just want to make sure...
Is it my turn?
No, just yet. So I just want to make sure I'm hearing you correct. Tom Brady was the exact same quarterback in year two, year three, that he was in year eight.
Year two? Yes. He was extraordinary.
You remember what
he did to Carolina in that Super Bowl?
No, that wasn't year two. That wasn't year two.
Oh, you mean his?
Yes.
Well, it's starting year two.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
That was weak.
No, it was not.
My turn.
Yes, your turn.
Thank you very much. Obviously, Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks should have lost the football game last night. Obviously, at the end of the show yesterday, I was predicting that Greg the Leg Zuerlein would win that game with a walk-off. That was my prediction.
Yep.
It was actually 27-24. Sue me.
Yeah.
I missed the score. But still, I thought he was one of the clutchest kickers, right?
Yeah.
He set the all-time playoff record last year at New Orleans for length of game-winning field goal, 57 yards. Mm-hmm. He had already made 3 for 3 in that game.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go again. After all these great athletes and these courageous football players, Shannon Sharpe's in the Hall of Fame, they battled their guts out for 59 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, this little guy who's a non-football player trots onto the field and soccer style kicks a ball up toward these gimmicky, sort of weird looking uprights. And because it barely misses to the right, Seattle wins.
Mm-hmm.
That's just wrong. Mm-hmm. I've said it for years and years, and I'm gonna say it again today. That's just wrong. There's no place in football for place kicking. Punting is great with me because it's so strategic and such an athletic move that you have to do to punt a football directionally. Okay, but this is like, it's so wrong. It left me so empty at the end of the game. It left me flat. Like, that was such a fun game to watch.
It was a great game.
Until he missed, and who knew he would miss? Kickers just go south for no apparent reason. They just lose it, right, mentally. Mm-hmm. And some of them lose it, and then they get it back, and then they lose it again. And now Mike Nugent holds the Patriots' fortunes and fate in his hand or on his foot, right?
Yep.
And he's on his seventh NFL team. You like that?
Skip, we take it for granted until you saw what Greg Zuerlein did last night.
Okay, you got it. Now, back to Russell Wilson. He was extraordinary last night. And the play that he made to little Tyler Lockett, who I told you yesterday, that's a bad little man.
Yeah, he is.
It was extraordinary because it was all wrong. You just don't even try that play. The ESPN ranking of, I think it was NFL.com, had it at a 6.3% chance
of completion.
Yes. Well, you don't even try it because you would coach not to try that throw. You would say, eat that ball, throw it away, whatever you're going to do with it, just don't try that because it's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't know how he pulled off the throw or how Tyler pulled off the catch and the toe taps. It was off the charts, extraordinary. Yeah. Now, you want to know the truth?
What?
Russell Wilson is actually what you say Dak Prescott is to the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness, Skip Bayless.
Russell Wilson actually goes along for the ride of the best rushing attack in pro football. Who led the league in rushing last year? I'm just going to throw this back at you, and I'm going to make you eat this because you throw it at me every day. Dak rides the coattails of Zeke. Dak only goes as far as Zeke can carry them, which is the biggest bunch of baloney ever uttered on this show. It's just baloney. It's deep baloney over
there. No, it's not.
The truth is, we even saw it last year. Seattle led the league in rushing last year until they got to Dallas for a playoff game. And what happened in the playoff game? They couldn't run it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened? Because they had only 73 total rush yards, 3.0 per carry.
Right.
Russell couldn't throw it.
Right.
Russell is dependent upon his running game. And sometimes he plays a part in the running
game. But guess who could run it? And guess who did win the game? Zeke Elliott could run it. So Dak Prescott.
Dak took the game over. Dak made all the plays, albeit one with his legs. But the point in his QBR was 74 to Russ's 70.
You know what?
You know what? Until they had a last-ditch drive in which Russell threw for 75 yards in this playoff game I'm talking about at Dallas. Russell had all of 158 yards passing and no touchdowns. So you always say, Dak can't make the play unless he's got a run game, right? Well, Russell didn't have a run game, and he lost because he didn't have a run game.
Skip Bayless.
And what did he have last night? He had 167 rush yards.
Yeah.
Was that not key to that game? Guess what? They held the ball for 35 minutes to Jared Goff's 25 minutes. Why was that? Because they ran it for 167 yards. Do they use play action? They live on play action.
Yes.
So Russell, he's really good with with the ball.
Yeah, and, that touchdown to Metcalf is that they went double tight.
Play action.
Which is a heavy run formation.
Yeah.
Peter's playing outside. Yeah. He thinks he has help with the safety. Safety bites. He's wide open. But, Skip, the difference.
And, by the way, on that play, Marcus Peters ends up looking at Tlaib, and they're going back.
No, it's the safety. The safety is Johnson.
I know, but they're both getting into it, too.
Yeah.
And, again, I honor Marcus's ability, and I definitely honor Tlaib's ability.
Right.
But they both have questionable character. When the team starts going south, they go south real quick.
Well,
right?
Skip, what happens is they're both gamblers. They will both, they're very high risk, high reward. Now, you try them at your own peril.
Yep.
They caught Tlaib looking in the backfield on the touchdown, the game winner. They caught him with a case and again on the pat and go. And he got him for pass interference, and he caught the ball. Peters has always been a cluer. He's always willing to take risks. But that first touchdown was not his fault. Metcalf was not his fault. The safety bit. He's playing outside leverage.
He did.
But, Skip, look. Let's be honest. If Russell Wilson right now, the Russell Wilson as we see him, was the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, they would be prohibitive favorites to win the Super Bowl. You better stop playing, Skip.
Okay. What did you see? What did your eye test tell you in the playoff game? In the playoff game, what did you see? I saw my quarterback outplay that quarterback.
No, he did not.
I'll take my quarterback. So, back to the Rams quarterback. The Rams are now 3-2, and you told me yesterday they're a troubled football team. They got all kinds of issues. Well, here's my biggest issue. Jared Goff made some extraordinary throws last night.
He did.
And he made 8 or 10 where I said, what? What's he doing?
A couple of those deep out, the Cooper Kupp. Was big time.
Big time. No. He threw one to little Cooks that went down.
Yeah. Did that rain? Yeah.
Whew. Cooks got concussed on the play. But the point is that he makes great throws and he makes head scratchers, like a bizarre mix of head scratchers. Mm-hmm. If there's any pressure on him at all, he starts to backpedal. He's losing his nerve in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
He's losing that step through it nerve to just rock and fire out of the pocket. So guess what he's done the last two games, both losses? He's thrown 68 passes, and last night he threw 49 passes.
That's too many.
That's so many passes. What did it look like early in the game to your eyes? What was Todd Gurley up to? Did he look like he was running hot early in that game?
He ran good, but Skip, what happened was is that they were running good, but they had to settle for field goals.
Okay.
Now, if they could get 14, now it takes them out because, they're playing really, really well. They get 6 points. Russell Wilson all of a sudden gets the ball. He goes down, gets a touchdown. Mm-hmm. As well as you played, you find yourself behind.
Okay.
And the next thing you know, Russell goes again. That's too many pass attempts. Only 18 rush attempts. You're getting almost 5 yards a clip. But then you get Seattle. 43 rush attempts.
Okay, well,
do you know how much clock 43 rush attempts eat?
That's what I just tried to tell you. That's what I said. That's what they do. That's who they are. They're not a throwing football team. They're a running football team. They throw it to set up. They run it to set up the pass as opposed to Dallas, which is now.
Stop it. No, stop saying that.
So
that's not
true. The point is Todd Gurley is very upset, and I don't blame him, especially last night.
Because he thought he was running hot. He thought he was getting into a groove.
He had 6 carries for 31 yards in the first quarter, and then it just dwindles and dwindles and dwindles, and he winds up with 51 total rush yards. It's not enough.
Right.
Why is that? Because the head coach of the Rams, the play caller of the Rams, the boy genius, wants to polish his own mystique. He wants to throw the football. He wants to show everybody, I can take that Jared Goff that a lot of you people have doubts about, and I can turn him into all world.
Oh, okay? Sounds like somebody else I know, Joy. Sounds like a guy just got a head offensive coordinator job named Kellen Moore. Mm. I can take a fourth round draft pick. Nobody says that think this really good, and I can throw.
Doesn't care about
that. Yes, he does.
He has no ego whatsoever.
Or whatever.
Kellen Moore, he's Boise State. Come on.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Oh, so you don't think he has no aspirations of being a head coach?
Oh, he probably does.
Exactly.
His father was a head coach.
Nobody
gets no ego.
Skip.
Sean McVay's got a huge
ego. Let me tell you something. Nobody gets a head coaching job as an offensive coordinator because they can run the football. Mm. I'm just throwing that out there for you.
Well, I'm throwing this out for you. This coach is throwing it way too much. It's going to be the downfall of this football team.
Yes.
And it's starting to be the downfall because that's an extraordinary number of attempts over the last two games. And this leads to the Rams' defense. Again, you keep telling me that Aaron Donald is the best player in pro football, period. Like the best player, not just the best defensive player. You say he's the best player.
Mm-hmm.
He's better than any quarterback. He's better than Patrick Mahomes. He's better than Tom Brady. He's even better than Dak Prescott. And yet, last night in the first quarter, he was a terror. He was all universe because I was watching closely last night because I've watched too many games where I end the game thinking, did Aaron Donald suit up tonight? I don't remember 99 in the game. Well, against Dallas last year in the playoffs, I just didn't even remember him playing in the game. So what happened last night? He disrupted early in that game, and then he got quiet, and then he disappeared. And what happened in the fourth quarter? Russell Wilson eats 8 clock minutes on a drive in the fourth quarter. He ate 2/3 of the fourth quarter on that long drive that was the go-ahead drive.
Right.
And I watched Aaron Donald every play, and it wasn't until the fourth and goal play that he flashed at all. I don't think his motor runs that hot from play to play to play. I don't think he's a four-quarter hot motor runner.
Well, the thing is, this year he doesn't have Sue beside him. But if you notice, there are a lot of big-time sack guys that are not off to the fast start like we normally see them. You look at Von Miller. He only has 2 sacks.
Mm.
You look at some of the other guys, as you mentioned, Aaron Donald, D-Law. Now, D-Law numbers will pick up because why? Because Quinn is back on the other side. We look at Khalil Mack, but Khalil Mack has Floyd on one side. Mm-hmm. He has Akeem Hicks in the middle. Mm. He has other rushers.
Mm.
So, look, he'll be okay. Mm. He's going to be fine.
Well, I'm just saying on that final Seahawks drive, he was nowhere to be seen.
But I am surprised, Skip, that the defense has played this bad.
Yep.
You don't give up 50.
We both love Wade Phillips.
Yes.
So.
To give up 55, not give up, Skip, you gave up 55, but you did have 5 turnovers.
About 48 were on the defense.
Right. Yeah. I get that.
Yep.
But no, you can't do it what happened last night. You can't let a team eat 34, 35 minutes a clock, 43 runs. You got to get off the field.
Mm.
And I understand, guys, you're trying to take risks to get the ball back for your offense. Mm. But in certain situations, you have to understand where you are on the field.
Yep.
And you can't take those kinds of risks because it's not worth it.
Speaking of risk, to finish on Jared Goff, end of game, last drive. I'm out of my mind. Obviously, I'm rooting for the Rams only because I picked him on the show yesterday. And I'm thinking, okay, Zuerlein's in range. He's in range.
Right.
So Jared Goff makes a great throw to Everett that goes for 29 yards all the way down to the 30. And they're in fit. That's a 48-yard field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 plays later, what does he do? Could we see this play? I can't even believe they would risk this play. This is him. That's almost picked.
Mm-hmm.
Jamar Taylor, he gets his hands on the ball. If he makes a little better break on the ball, how could you try that when you're already in field goal range? And guess what happens on the next play? Delay of game? How do you take a delay of game in that circumstance?
Well, Skip, the guy got a great read on it.
Yep.
But they had thrown the pass 2 times in a row. At some point in time, the dude was like, well, you know what? Let me take a chance here because you keep throwing this play.
Yeah, so what's the boy genius doing letting Jared Goff throw that when you're in field goal range already? I was just out of my mind. It's just like, do you trust Jared Goff to do that? Really? You're there.
He's the highest, Skip. You got to earn that money.
Yep.
He's the highest paid quarterback. He's the highest paid player in all of football.
Mm. Well, he is. That's true.
So you got to earn that money. Go make a play. I'm going to put the ball in your hands.
Boy,
you got $106 million guaranteed. I'm going to put the ball in your hands.
Yep.
I'm going to trust you're not going to put it in harm's way, and you're going to make a play for us and going to get us even closer for Zuerlein to miss.
Mm.
Because that was 48 at that point. He missed from 44.
Hmm. Interesting. So, you know what my biggest takeaway was last night? So, what does it tell you that the same Seattle team that you watched beat the Rams, we all think the Rams are pretty good, That same team, in its previous home game, lost to the New Orleans Saints, featuring Teddy Bridgewater in his first start, right, in place of Drew Brees.
Yeah.
And what happened in that game? Seattle was down 33-14 mid with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Right.
33-14, and that was that team that won last night. What does that tell you about the Dallas game at New Orleans? It tells you New Orleans is really good, right?
It tells me, Skip, sometimes when you see a backup, you underestimate them. Mm. I believe Seattle under, like, oh, Teddy Bridgewater? Mm. Oh, we done beat him before. We beat him when he was in Minnesota. Yeah, he can't beat us.
Mm.
And the same thing, Dallas, you guys probably thinking the same thing. Mm. We beat them last year with Drew Brees. Man, Teddy Bridgewater not finna beat us.
Mm.
And guess what happened?
Well, guess what?
Teddy B did it.
Maybe there was no shame in losing at New Orleans to that
defense. Shame.
12-10.
There's shame.
Maybe there's no shame in holding Teddy Bridgewater and his offense to no touchdowns at New
Orleans. There's shame when you got – hold on. There is a shame when you got a quarterback that's better than Russell Wilson and you got a running back and an offense that's better than Seattle's and you only scored 10. That's
see.
A shame.
33-14 in Seattle, 12-10 in New Orleans. Dallas – I don't know. That was pretty impressive.
Guess what? I'm trying to figure out which is heavier, a ton of bricks or a ton of feathers.
Huh.
Okay, both of you caught the L. Huh. Seattle caught the L in Seattle. You caught the L in New Orleans.
Yep. My argument is made of bricks. Yours is of feathers.
No, it's the same. Yeah.
They might weigh the same.
Yeah, exactly.
One wins.
You took the L with a backup, just like Seattle took the L with a backup. Mm-hmm. The thing is with Seattle, at least they got like 20-something points. You guys couldn't get – with Dak Prescott, the guy is leading in QBR. He got a 91.6 QBR, and all you could muster was 10 measly, peasly points.
Jason Witten fumbled.
I don't know what else Jason Witten.
Zeke Elliott fumbled. Did Dak turn it over? Nope.
No mercy.
Hey guys, this is Jenny Taft, and I have a quick message for you about Noom. Some people think that all diet and weight loss plans are the same, but that's because they haven't tried Noom. Noom is a new, totally different approach to losing weight and getting healthy that uses psychology and small goals to help you change your habits, making it easy to lose the weight and keep it off for good. Noom combines the power of technology with real human support, offering as little or as much help as you want along the way. And since Noom is an app, it's always with you and easy to use, which makes it super easy to stay on track and reach your goals. It's just as simple to get started. Just go online, answer a few quick questions, and they'll create a personalized program just for you. Noom can help you lose your old way of thinking about food and dieting. So what do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/podcast, Noom.com/podcast, and start your 14-day trial today. Change your habits. Change your mind. Change for good with Noom.
No mercy.
Let's talk quarterbacks. So NFL.com came out with their quarterback index for week 5, and to no one's surprise, Patrick Mahomes topped the list. Russell Wilson jumped Tom Brady for the second spot, and Carson Wentz moved up 2 spots to number 4, despite having the best QBR in the league. Dak Prescott remains at number 7. Shannon, do you agree with this?
Oh, Skip, that has to hurt. It really hurts you. No, nothing surprised me about this list. Because, I can't count past 2.
No.
So once I saw the first 2, I was like, oh, my homeboy Russell, okay, I'm good.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Okay? Is that all you got?
Your guy's 7. QBR. Did you, Skip Bayless, if you really just like look at it, okay, he played the Dolphins. Do you know of the quarterbacks that's played the Dolphins, Dak is the only one that didn't complete 60%? Do you know that? Lamar Jackson was Offensive Player of the Week, threw 5 touchdowns, completed 85%. Brady completed 71%. Phillip Rivers was 80% completion, 310, 2 touchdowns. Dak Prescott, 59, 246, 2 tubs, a pick.
What's he for the year?
And Washington. You know what they played Washington, too? Skip came in here banging the table, looking into the camera. How about the Cowboys? Do you know, Skip Bayless, Dak Prescott against the Washington has the same numbers as Mitchell Trubisky? Can I interest you in that? So Dak Prescott is Mitchell Trubisky.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what the numbers say. You're a numbers guy. You look at QBR. That's
so,
what you,
So you agree with this ranking?
All I'm saying, Skip Bayless, it's my turn to talk. I ain't ask you anything.
Well, I'm asking you a question. No, cross-examination.
There ain't no cross-examination. You can't interrupt me. It's my time to have the floor. Mitchell Trubisky, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception, 80% completion percentage, 31 points. Dak Prescott do it? So, I mean, what are you talking about, Skip? Why are we surprised? You got so hyped. Ooh, you see what we did to the Dolphins. You got hype. Ooh, we went to Washington. That's a rivalry game. Really? Really,
huge.
Skip Bayless?
Yep.
Washington hadn't been good since the 80s. Okay, they did win the Super Bowl in the 90s. But they hadn't been good since they won that last Super Bowl, Skip. And you know that. And you need to stop saying this. Now, my homeboy is a no-brainer. 1,500 yards. 10 touchdowns,
I told
no
you.
Interceptions.
I got you. You're
okay,
good.
What about old Russ? Old dang Russ Wilson.
Okay.
He happy now. Got him a boo thing. Got him, he wifed up with Sierra doing his thing.
He's wifed up.
Yeah, happy. Got him a family now. Russ playing real good.
And if Greg the Leg hits a line down Broadway, we're having a whole different conversation.
Right now, the Rams want to chop Greg the leg off.
From A.B.
Exactly. So, Skip Bayless, I don't know what to tell you. I wish there was something I could tell you to make you feel better.
You're saying you do agree with this list.
Look, the first two. Skip, I don't want to get into semantics. I mean, you see my homeboy walking to him. Walking to him in front of your guy. Skip, why can't you? When are you going to? Everybody keeps telling you. Everybody comes here, sits in that chair, tells you. Walking to him, better than Dak. All the polls, Pro Football Focus, NFL.com, PFT, everybody, Skip. Why is your head so hard?
So, but you're agreeing with Dak at 7, right?
I'll put him lower.
You know what the metallic silver lining to this list is, speaking of Dallas colors?
What?
Is that Dak Prescott is ranked in the top 10. I've been telling you for 3 years he's a top 10 quarterback, and so you have now signed off on a list that has him as the 7th best quarterback in the league. That's game over.
Hold on, Skip.
You lost.
Hold on, Skip.
Well, you just signed off on the list.
Joy, we're at the quarter pole.
Yeah?
We're at the quarter pole.
Oh.
So,
well, I could say that about walking to him. We're only at the quarter pole.
If I'm running a marathon and I'm in the lead at mile 4, so what? Do they stop the race? Whoa, look at you out of time. He won. No, you got to finish it up. But my homeboy going to be there at the end. Your guy will not be in the top 10 at the end.
Well, he is now.
Okay.
You said you're good with it, so I'm great with it.
I'm good with it, Skip Bayless. I got no problem. He's not the number one slot. He behind Walker to him. He behind my homeboy. He behind Russell Wilson. He behind a couple of other guys, too. I think Brady's up there. Who are some of the other guys?
Brady and Phillip Rivers.
Well, that's heady company for my guy who can't play, can't throw, can't do anything.
All I'm saying, Skip, is that your guy plays some of the same teams, Washington and Miami.
Okay.
And his numbers are not comparable. That's all I'm saying.
So, I'm going to underscore this one more time. Here we go again. Dak Prescott, most underappreciated, overcriticized quarterback in football history. I'm not talking about this year, in the history of the National Football League, because here we go again. Carson Wentz is ranked 4th, Dak 7th. Yet, right now, QBR says Dak leads the whole league at 91. Carson Wentz is down at 6th, that's 73, 91 to 73. But Carson Wentz is all the way up to 4?
Yeah.
How? Why? Carson Wentz is 2-2, and actually lucky to be that because Aaron Rodgers missed a wide-open receiver, didn't fail to see a wide-open receiver on the final play at Green Bay on the previous Thursday night, or we'd be having a conversation about Philly being 1-3. What Aaron Rodgers did was the equivalent of what Greg Zuerlein did last night.
Oh,
he blew
stop.
The game.
Well, no,
he did. It's on a silver platter because Philly, one guy goes the wrong way. So they got 2 on Valdez-Scantling, about 1 yard beyond the line of scrimmage on 4th. And was it 4th and goal?
Second and goal.
And all of a sudden, in the flat goes, look at that kid wide open. You could have just flipped. You could have underhanded it. It's the kid from North Dakota State. So my point is, that's how close walk it to him is to 1-3. So 3-1 to 1-3. And if Jason Witten doesn't fumble and Zeke doesn't fumble, I'm pretty sure Dallas can win that game because it's 12-10. And in that game, my quarterback had a QBR of 77 because he played pretty well in that game. He misfired on the one throw. He missed one throw the whole night, 77. Carson Wentz had a 73 at Green Bay, which is pretty good, but it wasn't quite 77. So
who got a dub?
Well, okay, but who's 2-2 and who's 3-1? So if we're doing Dubs and restaurant, going to your restaurant, Dak's been living at your restaurant.
But Skip, you do realize that Walk It To Him played Washington. Look at his numbers and look at Dak numbers. Mm. So if Walk It To Him would have played Miami, which I believe he will, we're going to see what numbers he put up.
Okay. What did Carson Wentz do at Green Bay? What kind of numbers did he put
up? Nice numbers.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He threw for a grand total of 160 yards while they ran it for 176 yards.
How many tubs? How many tubs? How many tubs?
So did he go along for the ride in his running game?
No, don't do this, Skip.
I think he did.
You want to talk about them three touchdowns he threw?
Well, they're little dink and dunk touchdowns. Well, they are. Dink and Dak touchdowns. They were. They're all short.
They were not.
They were completely overrated. Did he throw bombs? Okay, didn't have Deshaun that night, but did he throw a bomb to Aguilar?
You'll find out.
Did he throw it to Alshon?
Wait a couple of weeks, you'll find out, can he throw bombs?
160 total yards. He didn't even eclipse their rushing total. And I was very interested.
Well, you should know about that, because that was the first 3 years of Dak's career.
Oh, really?
Zeke was rushing for more yards than he was throwing for. So you're well aware of that, how that goes.
Ain't been this year. Oof, worried about my running back. So here's what Doug Peterson said this week. You also know that when you have the ability to run the ball like we did the other night, Thursday night at Green Bay, good things are going to happen. So it takes that pressure off the quarterback. Carson's talked about that. I've talked about it. And it's been, I think, a proven recipe in this league-wide when you can do that. When you can run it, it takes the pressure off the quarterback.
Oh, really?
So you're condemning my quarterback for going along for the ride with Zeke, riding on Zeke's coattails, when, in fact, Carson Wentz rode the coattails of his running game at Green Bay.
No, Skip.
And he's ranked fourth to my guy seventh?
No.
Really?
The thing is that everybody else is willing to acknowledge what you will not.
Mm.
That the running game, you want to make it seem like, oh, Dak could do this, because this is what we know. We've seen what Dak looks like without Zeke Elliott. Remember in 2017?
Yeah.
Don't remember that.
Yeah,
how do you look?
We've seen what Russell Wilson looks like without a run game.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. You remember, Skip? Even without a running game, running game, getting killed, getting terrible, threw for 34 touchdowns, led the league in touchdown passes. It don't matter.
What are you talking about?
Russell Wilson.
They led the league in rushing last year.
Oh, I'm talking about the year before. Remember when we walked to him?
Well, let's go back 8 years.
No. It doesn't matter with Russ. That's what makes him so special.
Oh.
Run the ball, can't run it. He's really going to be spectacular. Mm. Block for him or not. Because remember, you got so upset when you came here. Enjoy working there. Joy, you remember we went down to Atlanta? Oh, Devil drove down to Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Went down to the Georgia Dome. Got hit in the back of his head 8 times. You over here crying. I can't believe Jason Garrett would lead the guy. No, stop crying. Your guy got to get rid of the football quick. Mm.
Guess what? That guy's not there.
Tyron
Smith is not going to play. So I don't even have my left tackle. Oh, did I make an excuse? And then
You said Cam Fleming going to be just fine. What'd you say?
No, I just say we got quality backups. That was Chaz Green that day, who's no longer in football. Skip, God bless him.
Skip, you got all-pro at center. You got all-pro at right guard. You got Lyle Collins, who might be playing some of the best offensive
linemen. They all got their golden tails whipped at New Orleans. All five of them.
They said Lyle Collins won his matchup. They said Lyle Collins was unbelievable.
No. So, speaking of matchups, my quarterback played your quarterback twice last year and beat him twice and outplayed him twice. And in the fourth quarter of those two games, two fourth quarters and one overtime, my quarterback threw for a grand total of 331 yards and four touchdowns without an interception. That's when the money's on the table. My quarterback rose and shone.
My quarterback was hurt. You won't acknowledge that.
He wasn't hurt?
Yes, he was.
Oh, come on.
So did he finish the year?
Yeah, because they fell out of contention.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Were they in the playoffs?
Well, they had the best backup quarterback. They had a starting quarterback as their backup. They had the Super Bowl MVP as their backup.
Okay, it happened.
And then what happened? They retook off with that guy.
My guy was
hurt. And your
guy
is really lucky this year that that guy got hurt in Jacksonville, because he would be doing beyond the mustache man.
No.
Yeah, he would.
No, he wouldn't. No, because of some of those, he can't get out of some of those plays got out of. But Skip, you won't acknowledge the guy got, first of all, he rushed back from the ACL because Nick Foles wasn't playing well to start the season.
Mm.
And they rushed him back.
Mm.
You rush him back, he compensating and hurt his back.
Mm.
Well, he's healthy now.
Mm.
And you're going to get both barrels, like you tell me, between the eyes. You'll see. When they play in 2 weeks, right?
I'm going to give you both barrels right now. Do you remember how Carson Wentz started the game at Green Bay a week ago Thursday night? Do you remember two early passes that he threw?
What happened?
Well, I'd like to see if we could see those plays. If we could see. Here are the first two early passes. What? Where did that go? If Dak Prescott had thrown that ball, I would never hear the end of it. I don't know who it was to. I don't know. And then there's another one. There's another one. Over here, what, wild high? I see a lot of wild high from him. If Dak Prescott had thrown two early passes of that quality, that ilk, that head-scratchingly bad, I would get to see them for 4 weeks on this show.
Seriously. That's what you do.
That started off the game at Green Bay, and you know what? That forced Doug Peterson to say, my guy, I don't know about my guy. We got to run that football.
Hold on.
Run that rock.
But you always tell me, don't you play four quarters? Joy, is there four quarters in a football game? It's not how you start.
Yep.
Yeah. Because you keep telling me all the time.
I just gave you Dak's numbers in the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
Ooh.
But now all of a sudden,
it's okay.
You take two passes that the guy threw on the first drive, but what about after that? How did he look?
He had 160 yards passing. He looked like a pedestrian quarterback. He did. He looked mediocre to me, and he's ranked fourth. You know why?
I mean,
the media has dug in on him.
Dak
they
has
love him.
Higher completion percentage, more passing yards, higher yards per attempt.
I don't know where.
More rushing yards.
Go.
Well, I mean, when Walker Tuam gets to play the Giants in Miami, then the roles will be reversed.
Yep.
Because Joy, y'all, Joy, stop.
Who you play?
Joy, stop. Your team, Miami.
Exactly. I'm in a bad way this year. I got the Dolphins game this year. No mercy. Through the first quarter of this year's 16-game schedule, the Dallas Cowboys are 3-1 after wins over the Giants, Redskins, and Dolphins. They suffered their first loss of the season last week to the Saints. And the Athletics' John Machado ranked the Cowboys roster through the first quarter, listing Dak Prescott first, with Ezekiel Elliott coming in fourth.
Interesting. Shannon?
Shannon, do you agree?
No, hell no. They misspoke. Okay, my bad. They lied.
They misspoke.
They lied.
Yeah.
And it's talking about, without Prescott, there's almost no chance of making the playoff. Without Zeke Elliott, there's even less chance they will make the playoff.
Know. Tony Pollard looks pretty good.
Yeah, well, no, he didn't. How'd he look Sunday night?
Well, he hadn't touched it.
Good. There's a reason why he didn't touch it. Skip, stop. We all know Zeke is the most important domino. We know that. Everybody knows that because we've already seen what the Cowboys look like without Zeke Elliott. We've seen it firsthand. They were awful, terrible. Dak was there. Dak was there.
How's Zeke look this year to you?
Zeke look good. He fine.
He's fine.
Your guy, I mean, Skip, you're basing it on looking good against the Giants, but this was a different Giants team with Eli. Come on. I mean, Washington. Miami. I'm sorry, Joy. So stop it. You play a real team. How did Dak look Sunday night? That's what I need to know. Not good. So stop this. Dak is operating at his absolute best off the play action. He has a 158.3 QBR rating, which is perfect. Off of play action, which means teams are biting up trying to stop Zeke. Now Dak can throw the wide open receivers or throw the ball over the head. Zeke is, will be, has been, and will always be for the very foreseeable future the most important piece. In other words, he's the big piece of the chicken. He's the rest.
Shannon, you're looking worse and worse on this.
Dak
that list is dead on correct.
No, it's not.
I referred earlier to this man, and he is one of my favorites.
Of course he is.
His name is Bill Barnwell. He really gets pro football. He is the expert on ESPN.com.
What about?
He's got Dak second in his MVP race at the quarter poll to your guy Mahomes, and I don't think it's even close because Mahomes is running away with it, but he's got the greenest light in the history of pro football from Andy Reid, who runs a video game offense that is rigged to try to win the MVP for the quarterback.
No, it's not.
So here is the bombshell line in Bill Barnwell's piece, in which he's also elevating Kellen Moore to the offensive coordinator of the year so far in the NFL. Ready for this line?
Yes.
Bill Barnwell writes, "The offense has gotten significantly better as Zeke Elliott has played a smaller part." I was going to use this on Coach Mangini, but I wanted to save it for you because you're my primary competition, and I was doing okay with Eric anyway, so I'm going to make you respond to that line because that sums up the season so far for the Dallas Cowboys. Offense significantly better as Zeke has played a smaller part. Wow. That's a mouthful in one line right there, Shannon. Again, Bill Barnwell seems to know football pretty well.
Smaller part. Yep. Hold on, let me see.
Okay.
My notes.
Interesting.
Yep. Oh, smaller part against Miami. Hmm. Woo. Smaller part against Washington. Hmm. Woo. Smaller part against the Giants. Hmm. In two of those three teams that I mentioned, Zeke was over 100 yards. Hmm. And in three of those games, Dak rating with off the play action was perfect.
Okay.
What am I missing?
Hmm. Hmm. And by the way, they are using play action more because they used it very little in the Scott Linehan.
Why would you use play action if you don't got a running back? Because nobody will bite on play action, Skip, if you can't run the football.
Because most defensive coordinators view Dak Prescott the way you do.
Exactly.
No respect.
Thank
overrated.
You. Thank you.
Not even rated. How can he be overrated?
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Okay. And all of a sudden, Kellen Moore saying, my quarterback can play. First down, first and 10, let me throw the football and watch what starts to happen.
Skip,
watch how it opens up.
Skip, this is how it works. It doesn't matter what you think of your player. It only matters what the defense are trying to stop. The defense says, you know what? We're digging in. We're going to put eight guys because we don't believe your quarterback can beat us. I don't know how you go. You know, my taste buds are very simple. I eat for survival. I don't eat for enjoyment. But if the restaurant.
I disagree with that.
If the restaurant isn't any good, Joey, I ain't going back to it. So guess what? So why am I going to bite on play action if you can't run the football? I'm biting on play action because you got Zeke back there and you can run it, not because you got a quarterback.
If Zeke runs it 25, would you say 30 times?
25, 30.
Okay. If he runs it 30 times against Green Bay, I'm sunk. That's what's going to happen.
No, you won't.
I'm
you win.
I'm sunk.
You win going away.
Yeah. Okay.
25, 30 carries, you win going away.
Huh. Well, I'm giving you another chance.
Unless your quarterback. Now, your quarterback might stink it up. Now, he might wet the bed.
Has he ever against Aaron
Rodgers? He might wet the bed.
Yeah.
Has he ever
in a big
game? If he wet the bed, you lose by 14.
You ever seen him do that? I don't like that expression, but have you ever seen him stink it up?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yep.
When?
Ooh-wee.
He does. You got nothing. You're just making things up now.
Yes.
Again.
Hold up. You remember the playoff game? He was down 21-3. You remember that, Skip Bayless?
Did he stink it up in that game? No.
And then the Packers took their foot off the gas. Yeah. And then Aaron Rodgers had to step back on it and get them up out of there.
How do you come from 21-3 down to a good team back to 31 all? How do you do that?
Oh, you remember last year when y'all had to leave? Y'all had to leave at half, right?
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
2 years is 2017, you mean?
No. I'm talking about last year. Didn't y'all play them last year?
Mm-mm.
Y'all didn't play them last year when Devontae caught that game-winning touchdown on the deal.
It was 2017.
Oh, okay.
Is that what you mean? Is it the last time he was at Jerry World? 2017. Oh,
okay. That was 2017?
Yeah.
Okay.
21-12 at halftime, 21-15 after three quarters.
Y'all had to lead at halftime?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Dak can't play safety.
Oh, not Dak can't play safety. Yeah. From the looks of him, he wasn't playing very good quarterback either.
Yeah. He was playing pretty good. You know what his QBR was that day? 97 on scale of 0 to 100.
What?
He wasn't playing good quarterback. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. Wow.
97.
Yep.
Had a 97 QBR.
And guess what? He's leading the whole NFL through four games in QBR. How did he do that even against high school teams? He's terrible. He can't throw. That's what you told me he can't throw.
Pocket full of money and can't buy nothing.
Huh.
That's what it is, Joe. He had a pocket full of money and can't buy nothing.
You picked him this week.
Got that high QBR.
Yeah, you picked him.
I did. No, I picked Zeke.
You picked against Aaron Rodgers.
No. Huh. I picked the Cowboys in spite of him because I'm expecting Zeke to go bonkers. Not him.
In the end, the NFL is a quarterback's game, and – if Aaron Rodgers is a transcendent thrower of the football, there is no way you can't pick Aaron Rodgers to win this game.
I can.
Coach Mangini it was like open and shut case to him.
Because he believes that Kellen Moore is going to put the ball in Dak Prescott's hand.
I sure hope he does.
And then you're going to come in here and be disappointed like you were last week.
Mm.
And see that energy that you got, how your head was down?
Yeah.
That's how you'll be on Monday.
Whose hands did they put the ball in at New Orleans? Every first and 10 through the whole first half, it went Zeke 1, Zeke 0, Zeke 2. I'm like, give me a break. It doesn't work.
No, what
throwing works.
What didn't work with your quarterback,
that
wasn't working.
Yep.
And plus, Amari was a little nicked, but, and you told me, see, I told you, he got an MRI on Tuesday. Nobody gets an MRI unless they need it. But you want me to take the Packers when Devontae has not done anything.
Did he jog?
Oh, when he run a marathon, he going to play in a football game?
No, he jogged.
On the side.
People who run marathons, they're running fast, man.
Yeah.
Trust me.
I can promise you guys that run on the play football,
well,
run fast.
I know, but don't say you're jogging in a marathon.
They're jogging. A lot of people, no. The only people that's trying to win are the people that go off first. If you ain't in that first group, if you ain't that first 100, you ain't trying to win. Huh. You're trying to get a PR, maybe try to PR like you. They let you off at the back.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so in my best marathon, I averaged 6:22 a mile. Do you think you could run a 6-minute mile right now?
No.
Okay, thank you. Is that jogging?
I mean, get in my car.
I dare anybody to go out and run a 6-minute mile and jog it.
I don't know. I mean, right now, yep. I probably couldn't get in my car and go 6 minutes.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
I told you, you drive slow.
A mile.
Well, Skip, that was a long time ago. That was when you was in your 20s.
No, I was in my 30s.
No, 20. Yeah. Like 26, 27.
No,
you was in your prime. Feeling good.
No mercy.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
All right, let's switch gears to the Lakers. LeBron has already stated that he wants the offense to run through Anthony Davis. And yesterday after practice, LeBron said that his role in the offense, whether it's on ball or off ball, does not matter to him. The new look Lakers start their season in less than 3 weeks against the Clippers. Shannon, do you believe LeBron?
Of course. Hmm. It doesn't matter, Skip. It doesn't matter what position he plays. I mean, he can play basically any position anyway. He can play 1 through 5. We've known that. We've seen him play the position. Hmm. Now, he has a little trouble not guarding, 1 through 5. But
he's got a little, a lot of trouble.
Whatever, yeah. Skip Bayless. It's not your turn. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask you this time. Skip, look, LeBron is willing to give in. Skip, we've seen this. When he was in Miami, he had no problem turning it over to D-Wade. Trust D-Wade. He had no problem turning things over to
Dwayne turned everything over to LeBron.
No, but I'm – no. He turned – he was going back and forth. It was a conflict. Because he's like, man, this is D-Wade County. And D-Wade, they had an intervention. D-Wade said, look, bro, I need you to be LeBron. I'm going to step back. Do you.
Didn't Dwayne say, I'm going to be Robin?
Yes.
Right?
I just said that, Skip.
Okay, go ahead.
Kyrie. Turn it over to Kyrie. Kyrie's final season in Cleveland. Kyrie took more shots. But let me tell you what will happen. LeBron ain't got no problem. Rondo, whomever running the offense. But if you're monkeying it up, LeBron's like, oh, get out the way. Hmm. I done gave you an opportunity. You monked it up, so now it's my turn.
Okay.
He let Ingram bring the ball up. He let Kuzma bring it up. Hmm. He let Lonzo. But when they go 3 or 4 possessions and they don't get good shots or they get turnovers, get out the ball. You done messed your turn up. Now it's my turn. Let the offense go. Let's go. Hmm. So that's how he's going to do it. We're going to play through AD. Got no problem with that. And some guys, hey, Rondo might bring it up. Caldwell, Pope, Kuzma, got no problem. But if you mess it up, we're going to get back because, we do, Skip. Hmm. We just one of the best point guards, even though we're one of the best point guards in the game. So, look, I got no problem with that. LeBron is going to be LeBron, and we're going to win the chip. Hmm. How you like that?
How many cases you want on the chip?
I already told you, we already got our cases.
Do we?
We're going to win 56 games.
Okay. I think that's what we bet on, though, but we didn't bet on the chip.
It's coming.
Yeah, I haven't heard you leap to the chip.
Chip.
Of the NBA?
Yeah. Chip.
No, maybe it's of the...
No! No!
G League? I don't know.
Oh, stop playing.
Yeah. Huh.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to explain to you what's happening with LeBron James right here, right now. As the season fast approaches, he has shifted into full-on blame deflection mode.
Oh, my goodness, you go, Skip.
He's in full-on pressure alleviation mode because now he's all about, I went quiet all summer. No, you didn't. You're all but screaming on social media. Comeback season for the ages. You know it and I know it. But now that camp is here and it's upon us, we got to play through AD. You wouldn't go get AD without playing through him. Why wouldn't you play through him? Put the pressure on him. Don't put it on me because I don't know exactly what I'm going to be in year 17.
But hold on. See, now we got a problem believing in what LeBron is saying. But you got no problem with James Harden and Russell Westbrook said they ain't got no problem playing off the ball. Mm. You got no problem. Paul George and Kawhi Leonard play the exact same position. Mm. You got no problem when they say, oh, we ain't got no problem playing together. Mm. But LeBron says, oh, he a liar.
Who's the best player on the planet?
LeBron, you the best player ever on the planet.
Who's still the best player is who, says Shannon.
LeBron James.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do I care about Russell Westbrook now?
You
I don't care.
Yeah, no.
I only care about your guy.
No.
They're going to win the chip, says Shannon Sharp. Yeah.
But you talk about Paul George and Kawhi, but you said, the Clippers are a little better right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out the hard way on the 22nd.
Yeah. I did like it yesterday that, albeit an intra-squad
scrimmage. Oh, you said
that
pull-up three?
Yeah, he pulled up. It was late. It was late in the practice, you know, in the, the scrimmage.
Shot clock.
Yeah.
Late in the shot clock. Can we we got that?
I don't know if we have it or
we
not.
We got it.
Yeah.
We got it.
Oh, we do have it.
Ooh.
Boom. But guess what happened after that?
That's very
they
Steph.
They come up the other way, but we don't have that. Yeah, here we go.
That's very Steph Curry.
Here we go.
That's very Steph
Curry. Oh, now we go the other way. Wait a second. Wait a second. Wait a second. Oh, LeBron fouled Rondo.
Rondo going to miss him.
Oh, you can't foul him in that situation. You're 6'9". Rondo's 6'1", maybe? 6 feet, maybe? And Rondo goes to the free throw line and beats LeBron's team at the buzzer by making free throws.
No, he did. Now, who said that?
Huh?
I don't believe it.
Wow.
I don't
interesting.
Believe it.
Because Rondo had picked LeBron's pocket. Go ahead.
No, he didn't. Yeah. He did not pick LeBron's pocket. You saw LeBron hit that three like Steph Curry. Yeah. That was very Steph.
Was that a walk-off? Did that end the scrimmage?
No.
There's still seconds left. And again, the guy who can't sit in the chair anymore, LeBron James, the guy whose defense is afterthought at best.
First of all, Skip Bayless, that was not his guy. You know, you see what you did now?
I didn't do anything.
No. Now, what if Rondo passes the ball to the guy LeBron was supposed to be guarding? Mm. He hits the shot. Mm. Then you're going to say, he needs Kuzma to push him out there to guard him.
Well, he did last year.
Now, here he is. He stopped. Falls back into the lane to try to stop Rondo, and he fouled. Well, see, he can't sit in the chair. Mm. Well, damn, Skip.
Mm.
Well, he only one person. I'm asking you.
He went from clutch, shockingly clutch, to shockingly unclutch.
No, he always been clutch.
Yeah, really?
That's the biggest misnomer yet.
No, really? I don't think that's
the biggest misnomer. He's 12
of 23. Yeah. Boy, he's turned down a lot of late-game free throws by not driving, pulling up from three.
Now, he hit a lot of shots, especially in the playoffs. You remember what he did last year in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Hit him left and right.
Who's the worst late-game free throw shooter in NBA history?
Who's the best clutch shooter in NBA history in the playoffs, making last-second shots?
Michael Jordan.
LeBron James.
Thank you for bringing that up.
I appreciate that very much. LeBron James.
LeBron should be embracing the pressure, embracing the leadership role, because LeShannon Sharp continues to insist he's the best player on the planet.
Yes.
Well,
now
you got a young player coming from New Orleans. He's never been on the stage before, and you got to give him a break. Don't heap all the pressure on his shoulder.
Can he dance?
Huh? Well, we're about to find out.
Michael Jackson from Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
He wasn't from L.A. He wasn't from New York.
Yeah.
But his dad said, that boy there, he's special.
Yeah.
Put him out there, what'd he do?
Mm.
Okay, A.D.? We're going to put him out there, and we're going to show you what he can do.
Well,
you're going to find out the hard way.
Okay, but LeBron's going to sit over in the shadows, and then when AD fails, he's going to tell the media, I thought he was better.
No, LeBron going to sit in the shadows and average about 25, 10, and 6.
I hope so, because he could roll out of bed with those numbers.
No, don't do that, Skip.
Yeah.
I know
really
who could.
We got a championship, huh?
Yeah, we got that. And I'm going to be right there. I'm going to be right there.
Well, I know you're going to be there on opening night, because Paul George will not be right there on opening night.
Because I'm calling around trying to get it's the Clippers, so I got to find some Clipper people.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, because it's their home game.
Yes, their home game.
No mercy.
Thank you for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast tomorrow morning, featuring this week's best segments. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Facts. Sports. One of one.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.